All sides have backed down and agreed to work together after the town of Greater Napanee was warned about potential legal action from the county. Lennox and Addington originally requested that the town cease distributing its encampment protocol map that identified public property, including county lands. At their meeting this week, Greater Napanee Council confirmed a letter they received September 9th from the county states that Lennox and Addington does not intend to pursue any further legal remedy to the disputes that existed. The letter also noted that the county would pass its own bylaw regarding the matter at hand. CAO of Greater Napanee, Matthew Grant, explains the timeline of events.
I'm pleased to say that we're now at a place where I kind of wish we had started, but we did receive correspondence from the County of Lennox and Addington. It is their intention to pursue their own bylaw. We did send a letter to the County of Lennox and Addington following our last meeting. We offered to assist them in their bylaw. I'm happy to share that we've already made that offer to the chief administrative officer of the county, as well as the head administrative head of Pelas. And we sent a note to the County of Lennox and Addington as they are identified by the Ministry of Municipal Affairs as the service manager accountable for service delivery. And we also sent a note to Pelas, and the mayor sent one to the Pelas chair as the operational service provider.
Grant explains the latest recommendation he made to council, which they approved at their meeting.
I'm recommending that we offer use of our facilities in the community and that council authorize staff to waive any fees that we might charge so that when they engage in consultation, as we engage in consultation, that they can do so with whatever facilities at our disposal that they feel will fit their plan.
Grant details how staff are moving forward.
Council and staff look forward to putting this unfortunate incident behind us. And, you know, I know that, you know, staff are very much looking forward to proceeding forward with our partners with mutual respect and mutual support. With that in mind, we are pleased to assist with any upcoming consultations, bylaw development, or activities with the summit. Any of the ongoing efforts of the, you know, provincially funded and mandate organizations responsible for housing and homelessness.
Mayor Terry Richardson notes the importance of working together while trying to help unhoused individuals and families.
We've got to move on from this. We have to work together to try and resolve a multifaceted problem that exists in every municipality in this country and probably in this continent. So if we don't, we're going to continue to spin our wheels, and the people that we're supposed to be representing are not going to be represented.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.